first time, a special welcome to you. We are so glad that you are here joining us tonight. Maybe some of you have come to our Encounter services in the past. We've had Encounter Christmas for the past several years, and this was a God-breathed idea that people need opportunities to disconnect from the craziness of life and to connect with God. And those have been blessed worship experiences, and Encounter Healing is in the same spirit of that. We recognize there are so many people in our world who need healing. Really, all of us need God's healing. And so this is an opportunity to disconnect from the busyness of life and to get reconnected to God and seek God for everything that we need in our lives. So we're so glad that you're here tonight. I want to kind of put everyone at ease at the beginning of this service in case you are wondering what's going to happen and not sure what to expect. Just want to say right from the very beginning, this is going to be a safe worshiping environment. You are not going to be pressured to do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing. We are going to invite you to participate, and there's going to be lots of really neat ways to participate tonight. But do what you feel comfortable doing. This is your chance to connect with God. And to help you engage in our service, when you came in, you were given a program. I want you to pull that out just because this is an incredible resource for you. In this are prayers and songs and information that you can use tonight in our worship service and also following our worship service. But also at the very beginning, if you turn to the very beginning, there's a flow for our worship tonight. And this is going to be a guide that can help you follow along where we are and participate as we go. And so I'm going to invite you to turn to the opening, and we're going to do the call to worship at the beginning together. But before we do that, I invite you to stand as you're able. Just greet those around you. Let them know that we're in this together. So as you get back to your seat, remain standing and then turn to the very first page in your program. It says welcome and then call to worship, and we're going to say that call to worship together. The congregational parts are in bold, so I invite you to say those words all together. Let's pray. Healing God, we come together in our brokenness. Lord, in your mercy, make us whole again. God's healing love is extended to all. God's mercy is graciously given to those who seek him. Let us rejoice for all that God is doing in and through us. Let us open our hearts to God and invite his spirit to dwell within. Shout of God's power and mercy. Praise be to Almighty God who was and is to come. Amen.
Good evening. If you want, you can have a seat. If you want to remain standing, that's totally up to you. This whole evening is just whatever you feel led to do. So that's to join us in singing. Please do. And if it's just if you want to reflect, then use this time for that as well too. Pray that this evening be a blessing to you. Thank you. believe it. The earth will shake. It says that at his name every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. We believe he has the power to heal, to make us whole, to bring us salvation. If you believe it, let's sing this here together. The earth will shake. Come on, every voice. Can restore and make us whole. So no matter if your life is in ruins, you feel like there's no hope, there always is hope, and his name is Jesus. Yeah? So we're going to sing this part. It says, let the ruins come to life and the beauty of your name rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And our soul will find refuge in the shadow of your wings that will love us. We'll love you forever, forever we'll sing. Let's sing it together. Come on.
Let the ruins come to life in the beauty of your name. Rising up from the ashes, come forever
Preparing for this service, God placed a scripture on my heart that I want to share with you. You can follow along in your programs on page 2. This is a passage from Luke's gospel, which is one of the accounts that we have in the Bible of Jesus' life, ministry, death, and resurrection. And this particular passage connects in a meaningful way with our worship tonight. And we're going to read Luke 5, 15 through 26 with you and share some reflections as we go. First, let's pray. God, we ask, as only you can, that you speak to our hearts. Help us see what we need to see, hear what we need to hear. We invite you to do what you and only you can do in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. So I'm going to start with the very first verse, Luke 5, 15. Yet the news about Jesus spread all the more so that crowds of people came to hear him and be healed of their sicknesses. I'm so glad that you heard the news about this service and came out tonight. Truth be told, all of us need healing, whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, relational healing, spiritual healing, or mental healing. All of us have areas of brokenness in our life that need God's healing touch. I'm willing to admit that I need healing. Anybody else willing to admit that with me? Okay. We all need healing. We're all in this together. Even Jesus needed moments of healing in his life. Check out the next verse, verse 16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. It's one of the miraculous things about Jesus. He is fully God, and yet he came to earth and became fully man. And as a man, he got tired and worn out. None of you probably can relate to feeling tired or worn out, can you? I mean, Jesus worked hard. He traveled all over the place, preaching, healing. Crowds and crowds came to him. And some days, he was just flat out spent. And that's why he made an intentional point to carve out times, regular times in his day, where he could rest and recharge. Times where he could be filled up physically, emotionally, relationally, spiritually, mentally, by his heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. Maybe some of you here tonight are just spent. You've been going, 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 doing, 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 and you are running on empty. Tonight is an opportunity for you to rest in the arms of your heavenly Father who holds the whole world in his hands. Tonight is an opportunity for you to be filled up by the presence and power of Almighty God. Verse 17, one day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. As Ryan said at the beginning, God has the power to heal. That word heal in this passage is a English translation of the Greek word iaomai. It can mean to cure, but the meaning is bigger. It actually means to make whole, to take the broken pieces and bring them back together again. We remember God's power to heal every time we celebrate communion together, which we're going to have a chance to do a little bit later. You remember, Jesus' body was broken. His blood was shed. And yet God had the power to bring the broken pieces back together again and raise Jesus to new life. And that same healing power is present here tonight. We see that as we bring our lives before him, he has the power to make us whole. Keep reading verses 18 and 19. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they couldn't find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. At first, it seemed like the path to Jesus, the path to healing, was blocked. There was crowds, there was brick and mortar. And sometimes in our lives, it can feel like there's barriers to a healing encounter with Jesus. Whether it's fear, doubt, anger, sin, past experiences, hurts, habits, hang-ups, whatever. But hear this, Jesus came from heaven to earth to remove any barrier that could ever stand in our way and separate us from our God. The Apostle Paul so magnificently articulates this good news in Romans 8. He writes, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" And he answers his own question, no. Would you say that emphatically with me? No. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, he writes, that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. With the help of Jesus, we can remove any barrier that separates us, that stands in our way of coming to our Lord and our Savior. Verse 20, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Jesus says and does two really surprising things in this verse. First, it says Jesus saw their faith. Not the faith of the man who needed to be healed, the faith of the men who brought him. Did you know that your faith can impact other people? Maybe there's someone who needs healing and they're not here tonight for whatever reason. Somebody that you know, somebody that you love. You can bring them before Jesus. You can lift them up in prayer. Because Jesus sees our faith and he responds. And that leads us to the other surprising thing in this verse. The man who was brought was paralyzed. So I'm guessing that his friends wanted Jesus to heal his body. Jesus doesn't always heal in the way that we expect, though, sometimes. Jesus can see beneath the surface to what's going on inside. And Jesus recognized that there was a deeper healing needed. This man was carrying around some unforgiven sin in his life. He had the baggage of guilt and shame that was also holding him down. And so Jesus goes right to the source of dis-ease in this man's life. How many of you know that if you're not healthy on the inside, that if you're not healthy in your relationship with God, no amount of health on the outside is ever going to make us whole? And so sometimes Jesus gives us the healing that we need by going right to the source. Verses 21 to 23, the Pharisees and teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk?" Again, Jesus knows what's going on inside us. He sees our hearts. And he could tell that the teachers of the law, they were skeptical about Jesus' power to forgive. But really, Jesus is the only one who can offer that kind of deep spiritual healing. For Jesus is the only one who bore the penalty of our sin on the cross so that we could be forgiven, set free from guilt and shame, and brought back into a right relationship with God. We're going to have a moment of confession a little bit later, and it's going to be a chance for all of us to seek God for this deep spiritual healing in our lives. And once we're brought back into a right relationship with God, then God's able to bring the other broken pieces of our lives back together. Verses 24 to 25, Jesus said, "But that you may know, the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home, praising God. I'm intrigued by how active this healing is. I think sometimes, I think sometimes we want God to miraculously change our situation while we sit by passively. Sometimes Jesus does that. God can do that. But if you look at the healing stories, more often than not, Jesus calls us to actively participate in the healing process. When people come to him seeking healing, he tells them to stop doing some things and start doing other things. Likewise, when we come to Jesus for healing, he often tells us, stop doing some things that are harming you and start doing some other things that can bring you health and healing. For example, if we need physical healing, maybe Jesus might be telling us, stop overcramming your schedule and wearing yourself out and give yourself a little bit more margin to rest and recharge. Or, this is tough, he might tell us, stop eating certain foods or drinking certain beverages or taking certain substances that are harming our bodies. And instead, begin fueling our bodies with things that promote health and healing. Or if we need emotional healing, Jesus might tell us, stop burying our emotions or ignoring that they're there and start talking about them with a friend, a trusted friend, a pastor, or a counselor. If we need relational healing, Jesus might tell us, stop hanging on to pride or anger or bitterness, which only really hurts us inside, and start pursuing forgiveness and reconciliation. Or in cases where there might be abuse involved, Jesus might be telling us to get out of a dangerous situation and to get somewhere safe where we can start creating healthy boundaries for ourselves. If we need spiritual healing, Jesus might tell us, stop trying to control your life and do it all by your own power. And instead, surrender our life to him and live by his power. And if you're here tonight and you've never before received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, man, what a cool night to do that and unlock the healing power of God's love in your life. And then maybe we're struggling with an addiction or a mental health concern. And Jesus might say, stop hiding what's going on. Bring it out into the light and get help, because there is help. You are not alone. After service tonight, there's going to be all kinds of ministries standing by that offer help and hope to people who need healing. Ministries like our marriage ministry, divorce care programs, mental health team, our retreat team, Stephen ministers, special needs ministries, recovery ministries, Kids Matter, just to name a few. And their info is listed on the very back of your program. And we have witnessed God's healing miracles through these ministries. And so if you or somebody that you know needs healing, maybe tonight Jesus is saying, this is the time. Get up, go, and get connected with one of these ministries. And just like with the man, as we take action, Jesus brings the healing. And the whole episode concludes with verse 26. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." I hope you came here tonight expecting that God's going to do amazing things. I truly believe that if we come before God with open hearts, open for the healing that we really need, willing to follow wherever Jesus would lead us, I believe that we will be filled with awe and join the chorus of people saying, "Wow, we have seen remarkable things today." I like to praise God ahead of time, and so I thought it might be fun to end this message praising God in advance for all that God is going to do in and through this worship service tonight. I invite you, would you stand to your feet and give God praise? Woo-hoo! We praise you, God. We love you.
Enter a time of prayer right now, expectant God to work in our hearts, work in our lives. We sing this part together. It just says, "O Lord, hear my prayer, come and answer me."
First part of healing is to have spiritual eyes cleansed and the spiritual blindedness removed, because I need help. God, help me. But the truth is, we're nested in a world that's broken. The scripture says all creation groans, waiting. 700 years before Jesus walked this earth, he said this. The prophet Isaiah said this about him. "Here's my servant who I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he'll bring justice." That's a form of healing to the nations. He won't shout or cry out. He won't raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he'll bring justice. He won't falter or be discouraged until he establishes justice, healing in the entire earth. So we're going to spend just a few minutes in prayer. I'm going to lift up some prayer concerns. And as I lift up some of these themes in your own heart, lift up your perspective on these themes. Lift them up to God silently, or whisper them in your heart, or just listen to me do that. And at the end of each of these sections, I'm going to ask you to say, "Lord, hear our prayer." So bow with me and let's pray. Lord, we sit in Naperville, relatively safe, calm. But the 24-hour news cycle brings images of a broken world. For those caught in cities all around the world in the vice grip of terror, for those caught in the torrents of racial hatred that ripple through every single nation on this planet, for those devastated by war, for the oppressed women, girls, people caught in sex traffic, refugees, the poor, for those who can't get a clean glass of water, for those who are hungry right now, for those without a voice, for the world leaders that have some power to do something about these things, for peacemakers around the world who are entering these dark places right now, even as we pray, and for us, that we would learn to love our enemies. Lord, we lift up prayers for our world. And the church said, and the church cried out, Lord, not only is the world aching and hurting, but here, in a great nation, in a nation that you have blessed, that you have called, there is injustice. All kinds of injustice. Lord, in this nation, there is inequality. We lift up those who are touched by, hurt by, devastated by the injustice and unfairness that can ripple through our own communities. For those who get marginalized and who fall through the cracks of the system. And Lord, for our government, for the Senate, for the House, for the courts, for the various departments of government, and for the president, Lord God, we pray humility. We pray healing. We pray blessing. We pray truth. And the church said, and the people cried out. The same prophet Isaiah said about Jesus that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord would be on him because he'd be anointed to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to bring freedom to the captives, to bring release from darkness for the prisoners, to bring comfort to all who mourn, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise. Lord, for our own community, for Naperville and Bolingbrook and Romeoville and Lyle and Aurora and Oswego and Plainfield and Chicago and the suburbs, the inner ring, the outer ring, this metropolitan area that we live in. Lord, for our first responders, people who attempt to stand in the gap to bring peace, to bring justice, for police, for fire, for medical responders, for those who walk those streets, for our schools, teachers, students, administrators, for government officials serving on school boards and hospital boards and condo subdivisions and people who are trying to bring equity and justice and peace. For our own state, which is so broken for a variety of reasons. Lord God, we lift these things up to you, and like the prophets say, how long, O Lord, how long? But we know that you ache for justice, for those suffering in our own community from mental health and addictions, for all of these people and for all of these requests. The church says, the people cried out. And Lord, if we're honest, then we come down to the small places for our families, for husbands and wives, moms, dads, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, grandmas and grandpas, uncles and aunts, cousins. Lord, we pray where there is brokenness and conflict and shame and guilt, bring love. Lord, teach us to honor one another. For those relationships that are torn apart, bring reconciliation. For those that need an intervention, intervene. For those that are lifting up thanksgiving, we say praise. And Lord, for our families, for these little communities among us, the church cried out. Lord. And the people pled with you, Lord, and said, Lord, hear our prayer.
We sing together.
King David wrote 3,000 years ago when the Spirit of God, through an agent of prophetic voice by the name of Nathan, said to him, but the problem starts with you, David. And as I go through these prayers of our community and our families and our globe and our nation, there were places in there that I didn't want to pray because I was like, yeah, but it's their fault. Well, if they just do it this way. And I have to remember it starts with me. My heart is capable of the darkest things. And so on a night when we pray for healing, I need to start here. I need to recognize those things in me that God wants to change. And I think maybe that's a good thing for all of us to do. To say, Lord, as I pray for all these things, show me where I need to grow, change, where I need some light to penetrate. So would you just take just a few seconds, look in your heart, lift up maybe a couple of thoughts to God, and then in a few seconds, I'm going to lead you, all of us, through a prayer of confession. But take a couple of minutes silently to just think about that. Let the Spirit work. Let's pray these words together. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before you of all my sins. I've lived as if you did not matter, and as if I mattered most. Your name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let your love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those who have hurt, and there are those who I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. And the Spirit of God brings what the ancient spiritual directors called a quickening. The Spirit touches deep places in our soul. We cry out with these words, I am sorry for this, and I ask for your grace, amen. Let's do that maybe one more time. I am sorry for this, and I ask for your grace, amen. And Pastor PJ shared some words with us that are applicable here as well. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So in the name of Jesus, by the power of his cross, I proclaim you by his strength and his words and his bloodshed, forgiven, standing in grace. Amen.
We sing Creed.
James records this. Is any one of you in trouble? They should pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? They should call the elders of the church to pray over him or her and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up if he has sinned. They will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. We don't want this to end here this evening. We want this moment to be a catalyst to push forward your life into not only being healed inside of yourself of those things that might be overcoming you, but also be an agent for healing for others. And so that guide that you have been working through this evening, as you make your way through the back pages, it is rich with prayer opportunities, rich with scripture, rich with moments that hopefully will lead you closer to Jesus Christ in your own personal life, being healed of those things which you may have carried for a short, brief time or for a long period of time, and then to be able to be light for the one who says, I am the light of the world. We want you to be in touch with that guide tonight. Take it with you. Don't let it end here. And as you leave this room of worship, whether you stay for 5 minutes or 50 minutes, we don't care. Stay and worship. Head out into the cafe area to find those ministries that Pastor PJ mentioned. If you need healing, there are people there who will talk you through some of the dynamics where you might need a healing touch, maybe possibly in your life with your marriage, or maybe it's the loss of a loved one. Maybe it's struggling with a child, as 360 Youth Services and Kids Matter, two of our partners in the community, are present with us tonight. But find some time to have conversation. Don't allow this to end here. Allow it to be a catalyst for the days to come. To begin that journey, we will take some time in a couple of moments through being bathed in song and sharing a moment of personal reflection before God, then invited to rise into the room, where in the center area of this room, you might be anointed with oil. What joy that brings to receive the anointing. Prior to coming in, we were gathered preparing for worship. And as I turned to stand up, there was Pastor Glenn right there with oil on his hand. And he claimed me as a child of God. And it brought to me that refreshment that I needed, that them feel the refreshment, come and be anointed. Around the room, pastors and our healing prayer team will be there for prayer for you as well. If you have a prayer request of someone that you know, or maybe it's a prayer that's deep inside of your soul, come and be prayed over. There's an opportunity at the foot of the stage this evening to go and light a candle, a traditional way to know that you are lighting the path, not only for the light of the world, Jesus Christ, to be present, but for that light to be in you, to be that agent of light for someone who needs hope. So go forward and take a candle and light a candle and remember that prayer before God. And then the rich gift of Jesus that comes every time we worship is the rich gift of his body and blood. As you leave, take time to receive communion at the back of this worship center. And to go, not letting it end here, but allowing it to continue in your life. For when we are healed, we become agents of healing for others. I invite you to turn to page 5. There you will find the words of a powerful song. I am in love with you. As it is shared with us tonight, listen. And then take some time to give your life over to the one who heals all of us, so that we might be healers on this earth and agents of light. We come in prayer this evening. Today I had the opportunity to pray at two bedsides in hospitals. One was for one of our students who has just received a very difficult diagnosis. The other was one of our members who had unexpected emergency surgery. The prayers were rich. They were blessed. And there was confidence in both of those individuals that God would be present. Come to those places in the room. Pray with us as pastors or our healing prayer team. Come to the center of this room and be anointed with oil. May God's joy overflow in you. Come in light, a light to the light of the world. proclaiming his power and strength to heal and make new. Come and receive his body and blood. But don't leave it here. Be healed in your soul so that you might be agents of healing for him in his kingdom. Stay 5 minutes or 50. Join in song, quiet prayer, and active participation. Come as you're ready.
Arms are open.
to us.